Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. Every year, Roy Morgan Research produced a study called The Image of Trusted Professions, where they asked Australians who they trust and why. According to the 2016 results, real estate agents are ranked 28 out of 30 when it comes to trustworthiness. The same result for the past 4 years in a row. On the other end of the spectrum, you'll find nurses, doctors, pharmacists and engineers consistently rated the most trusted professions. There's no surprise there, really. Instinctively, we're all aware of the public perception of people in real estate. But every year this report comes out, we're reminded yet again of what the Australian public thinks of our industry professionals. And I believe it's given rise to the reality that we're faced with in real estate today. I'm talking about the rise of online review sites and agent comparison platforms. No more prevalent than in the last 6 months. Sites like Open Agent, Rate My Agent, Local Agent Finder, or any of the major portals are all allocating huge amounts of their advertising budgets to mass media attention. It used to be that these sites would only use digital media for gaining awareness. But more often than not today, you'll find one of their ads on TV, somewhere between the evening news and MasterChef. These platforms are now front and center of the real estate conversation in this country. And whether you like it or not, we as real estate agents let it happen. With these kind of agent review websites now being a major part in the decision-making process when someone is thinking about selecting an agent, it's forcing agents to either join in or be left out. I've heard stories from some agents who thought they had the listing sewn up, only for the potential vendor to stumble upon a review by a disgruntled ex-client and chose to look elsewhere. Conversations about real estate agents are happening on these platforms, whether those agents are part of the conversation or not. And this is the reality for agents today. They simply can't ignore it. But like I said, we as real estate professionals have let this happen. As every year goes by, and yet another survey comes out on the perceptions of real estate agents, telling us the same thing every year, we simply brush it aside. It's an afterthought for most agents, especially when the market is up and houses are practically selling themselves. So how do we turn this perception around? Well, firstly, we've got to want to. But secondly, we need to look outside the industry for clues. One industry that knows all about negative press and poor perceptions is the fast food business. One company that knows this more than most is the biggest of them all. You guessed it, McDonald's. Back in June 2012, McDonald's in Canada embarked on a mission to change their public perception with a project they called Our Food, Your Questions. McDonald's gave the public a chance to ask the company anything about its food, absolutely anything. There were no restrictions or censored questions. McDonald's recognized that there were certain myths and misconceptions surrounding its packaging, product launches, the quality of its food, and the way in which its food was prepared. Research found that a lot of these myths were seeded and growing within social media. So for that reason, McDonald's decided to launch a social media marketing campaign to tackle these misconceptions head on and use transparency to put any negative rumors to rest. The campaign launched in May 2012 with a YouTube video directing visitors to a dedicated website where they could submit questions about the brand by logging in with their Twitter or Facebook account. The questions on the site ranged from, how is it that a McDonald's burger doesn't rot? To, does your Egg McMuffin use real eggs? They look too perfect. Or what's really in the chicken McNuggets? These are probably all questions we've wondered about McDonald's from time to time. But the most popular video by far features Hope Bagozzi, creative and national marketing director at McDonald's in Canada. She explains why a hamburger looks different in advertising than it does when purchased from the restaurant. That video from behind the scenes at a McDonald's photo shoot currently has more than 10.3 million views. 27,000 YouTube likes, 91,000 Facebook shares, and 21,000 tweets. A few months later in August 2012, The company promoted the Q&A campaign with a four-week offline advertising campaign that included a 30-second television commercial, video projections on the side of buildings, and transit advertising in key markets across the country. In November of the same year, McDonald's Australia launched its own version of Our Food, Your Questions. Marketing professionals from all around the world all concur that this campaign by McDonald's fundamentally changed the hearts and minds of their consumers, and their numbers don't lie. In Canada alone, where the campaign started, they've had more than 13 million video views, 132 million media impressions, 2.3 billion social media impressions. They've answered more than 20,000 questions, and most notably, their food quality perception scores increased by an average of 54% across all key measures. As their video on YouTube says, McDonald's Canada have made McDonald's somewhere that everyone can be proud to love again. Now, McDonald's isn't for everyone, no less myself, but the message from their wildly successful Our Food, Your Questions campaign has to be admired and discussed. For many years, real estate agents have been picked on, poked at, discussed and dissected. Change in our industry is happening faster today than ever before. And it's my belief that our industry won't necessarily be disrupted by technology, but rather new business models. Business models that embrace the fact that people value experiences more than discounts. Business models that embrace transparency over hiding behind legislation or some poor excuse as to why they can't answer a particular question that a real estate consumer has asked. I truly believe that transparency, honesty, and inherently helpful information is what real estate businesses in the future will use to keep playing the game. It's how marketing is already done in many other industries. Let's see if we can't start moving up that list when it comes to the image of trusted professions. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. Don't forget to visit digitalmarketingessentials.com.au and register for our June workshop in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, or Perth. I hope to see you there. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.